Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Now, I got a question to that for all three of you. Because this is, you know, I have battles with this sometimes where, and I had a teammate, his name was Andrew Bogut, and he and I have gotten really close. And I learned this from my mother. You know, I wrote a book, The Sixth Man, and go buy it if you haven't read it.
On Amazon right now.
I never planned on saying that, to be honest. But my mother taught me at a young age. I had a story in there where my mother had two voices, and I said this to her one time. She looked at me crazy. I was like, "Mom, when you have on makeup, you're nice. And when you don't have your makeup, I think I'm gonna get a whooping at any given moment." My mom was 6 foot tall, so I was scared of her until I was like 15, like frightened. And she had two voices, though. You know, she had the voice at home, and then we went out to work, she had the other voice. And I think as African Americans, we all have that. You got to switch it up. And so the code switching, thank you. And so Andrew Bogut he said to me, he's like, "Andrew, why do you talk different to like your black teammates, and then you talk different when you're talking to like, you know, white people?" And I couldn't quite explain it to him. But I was trying to explain to him, like, my mother, when we went to go, she was on the phone. I remember the phone conversation, talking to this guy about a house rental. We used to rent this small two-bedroom apartment. Like, I went in there, like, maybe 10 years ago. And, like, I'm, like, in there like this. And I'm like, how did my brother and I, how do we live in this space together? You know, he's the same height as me. And the guy approved the rental. Like, yes, it's available to you. She took my brother and myself with her to see this, to get the house. And so we pulled up, knock on the door. He answers the door. He's like, can I help you? She was like, yes, I'm the lady you spoke to on the phone. But her voice, he couldn't tell what it was. The house is not available. So from that moment, like I understood like how the world works. Like, whoa. And I'm like nine years old. Like, who understands that at 9 years old? And like, it's just like what you're saying. It's like, how low can you go when you, I mean, what can you lose when you don't have anything to lose? And so that leads me to now. I still have to maneuver how I speak. I have to be PC, more PC in some places. You know, I can turn it down to other places. Even when we speak, you know, he's always saying, I want to see that Springfield in you. But for three of you, you know, this is my question. You know, the higher you keep moving up, you're going to open doors that, you know, you've never been in before, or doors we've never been in before. Like, I'm thinking, you know, we're seeing entertainers enter these billionaire realms, and they have to maneuver different. You know, we're in this room. Like, we don't have the black Elon Musk, whatever you want to call it, or the Zuckerberg. Like, when are we going to have our own tech companies that are, you know, trillion-dollar market caps? But we're inching closer. And so as you move up, you say you want to stay yourself. Like, we always want to stay ourselves. But are you thinking about how you plan on maneuvering once you get into certain places? And, like, what's your thoughts on it?
I think the only thing I can change is, like, I probably curse less in certain places. But that's just the truth. But, like, anything else, because, you know, sometimes you might walk into rooms and you might be like, man, am I sure I'm supposed to be here? And one thing I always say is, like, I've been told is look for the signs. And when you talk to other people, shout out to everybody. You guys are very talented, accomplished people, and so am I. And, like, when you talk to other people, you see the confidence that individuals have and sit in front of you have and all the things they can do. And it's like, okay, you guys are able to do that. You're able to do, like you said, what I was able to do was one in a million. And, you know, you can be a teacher and be a lot of different things. And it's like, I try to find, you know, the one little, you know, spec that I can take to really build from. So when I sit there and I see, you know, great people speak with confidence, I'm like, well, I came from a situation of, you know, poverty where, you know, single parent, wasn't supposed to make it out, wasn't supposed to be in this situation. I was able to do it with, you know, a tenth of a chance. So every time I look there, I'm like, all right, if these people can do it, I can leave here and do it because I've done some amazing stuff that most people can't even fathom. We talk about a lot of situations, even just with career, like mistakes. It's like you're worried about how people judge you, but a lot of people stopped their mission a long, long time ago and just went to the sideline and started pointing like, yo, that ain't him. And it's like, no, I'm your superior. I'm him. Worry about yourself. You know what I mean? And then from there, I move on and just keep going. But, you know, I got to keep it. Dre does a great job of smoothing it out, but my mission, my delivery can be a little bit more aggressive. But I definitely earn the right to know I'm in that room and gain confidence from comprehending that if you can do great things, I can do great things, and I take it from there.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with the confidence. And Dre, that story you told about your mother, it hit me dead in the heart because I remember calling my dad at work. My parents are from Jamaica.
Bumbleclot.
Okay. Now that we said that, now that's out the way. So I would call him, and you know that he has a heavy patois dialect, but that's changed over the years. When I would call him, he worked in Manhattan at corporate, and I told the story. I really never knew what he did, but I would call him, and he would answer it, and my brothers used to laugh. I'll do it for y'all. He'd be like, hello. And I'd be like, Dad, it's me. And then, you know, he would talk to me in his regular voice. And when I would call my mom, she couldn't. She never did it. But it used to irk me then, but it irks me even more so now. So like somebody calls the house, he'll do that. And it's because I'm fighting for him to never have to do it. Right? And so when we show up in these rooms, I show up exactly who I am right now. Right, the guy who used to stand in front of the classroom who couldn't curse, right, is the same guy that's going to sit on CNBC or Good Morning America or Bloomberg, same guy that goes to the Breakfast Club with Joe Budden. I'm able to change the conversation. The conversations change. The information changes, but the person never changes. And so we're comfortable in the barbershop, or we're comfortable right here in the business school, because we trust and we're confident in what we know. And that's the most important thing. I think a lot of times people feel intimidated because they don't know what they're talking about, right? And so that's our thing, is like, I'm a constant learner. So every day, like I told you, I just read the Wall Street Journal before I got here. Let's have a conversation, right? I'm going to be part of the conversation because I make it my point to. I don't ever want to walk into a room where I'm going to feel like I don't feel confident, right? We sat down in some prestigious rooms over the past month, and it was like, I feel like, yeah, we've earned every aspect of respect and determination and dedication to be in these rooms. So it starts with the confidence, but it also goes into that part of having the education and feeling like, you know what, I belong.
I want to answer this. I'll try to speed it up, but two parts. So I never really had to worry about coastal. I grew up radical, and I never had a job. So I never really had to worry about code switching.
he really told me.
Because you only code switch when you're not in a position of power. Elon Musk can curse on TV, and it's okay. That's a fact. So, but
they got finger snaps on that joint. That was crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Hell of Renaissance in him.
But what I did realize when I was working as a financial advisor in my office, you know, everybody in my office was pretty much older white men. And in the beginning part of like the training, they will make you watch videos of yourself. Like we have like a practice sale, and I never really realized that I actually had a New York accent until I actually watched myself speak. And then I started to realize it. And I kind of became a little self-conscious of how I spoke, because I know that I didn't have the best diction. I know that, you know, I had an accent and I didn't sound like anybody else in the office. But I realized that what I thought might have been a disadvantage was actually a superpower. And that's actually helped us, is that there's millions of people that actually talk like I talk and relate to how I like communicate, as opposed to how somebody else communicates. Those people were left out of the conversation for a long period of time. So never run away from who you are, embrace who you are, because that's actually a superpower. Now, you do have to be intelligent, and it is important to have a strong mastery of the language that you speak. So, you know, it's like you don't wear a jumpsuit to a wedding. It's just common sense. So how you communicate in a barbershop might not be how you communicate.
I don't know. He's talking about the Batman suit that Jaden wore.
I think it's just a matter of just knowing how to communicate properly, not necessarily code switching. I don't like code switching. I'll never code switch. But Steve Stouts told us something that was extremely important. I think that this has been the key to Earn Your Leisure success. It's the thinnest slice strategy. When you're black, you have to deal with a variety of different things that other people don't have to deal with or don't worry about. So for us, we walk a very thin line, because most people that are on TV that are communicating finances that are black, they're not relatable to the majority of black people, right? How they talk, how they look, whatever. And then there's a variety of different people in our culture of hip hop that aren't taken serious in the business world, right? So we have to be articulate enough to be respected at the highest levels of finance to be here, right? But we also have to be edgy enough to still be likable, appealable, and relatable to the masses. That's extremely difficult. Very few people have been able to pull that one off. And that's something that we do. This is just a blessing that we've been blessed with. But this is something that when you're thinking about, you know, your pathway forward, it's important. Because a lot of times when we get isolated in circles that we're in, but we can never forget about the overarching theme of black people. And no matter how good we're doing individually, nobody's successful if the vast majority of people are unsuccessful. And the vast majority of people are struggling. So it's important to keep relatability. It's important to be able to communicate to the masses while still having your integrity and being able to move up the ladder. Like I said, Elon Musk doesn't have to worry about that. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have to worry about that. They can just communicate and they just live freely. They don't have to worry about street credibility. They don't have to, but we do, right? So this is a very interesting conversation that you just brought up, but I just feel like, you know, in the world of media and communications and just everything, it's important that people have other people to look up to. That's why every kid wants to be a rapper and an entertainer, because those are jobs that they see as attainable. Because the architect, the doctor, they're not visible. They haven't made themselves visible a lot of times, and they're so far unrelatable that nobody's even going to try to be that, right? So if we have to, A, make ourselves more visible, and we have to, A, make ourselves more relatable as well, that way we can inspire more people, more kids to want to be more than just what they see on television.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.